against the wind.
Now running from my car.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys
sound?
Just making sure.
All right. The time is 6:12. I'll now call the Town of Castle Rock Board of Building Appeals meeting of March 3rd, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take roll call.
Okay, Board Member Binder.
Here.
Board Member Atea. Not here. Board Member Pappas. Not here. Board Member Self.
Present.
And Board Member Marks.
Here.
Okay, Town Council Liaison Hollingshead.
Here.
Staff in attendance, John White.
Here.
Myself, Sharon Chavez, here.
Okay, three members of the board are present, with the exception of Board Member Akaya and Pappas, who are absent. Certification of the meeting. Mr. White has the meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Minutes from the last board meeting have been distributed to the board. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
Yes, motion to accept them.
Second.
Okay, moved by Board Member Marks and seconded by Board Member Self. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Okay, Board Member Binder?
Yes.
Board Member Akaya? No. Board Member Pappas? Not here. Board Member Self?
Yes.
And Board Member Marks?
Yes.
Okay. Motion is approved by a vote of 3-0 with 2 absent. Town Council update. The board will now hear updates from Town Council Liaison Hollingshead. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Well, not a lot of, I don't think, super big news coming out of Town Council right now, but some of the projects we've been talking about recently, we did approve the financing agreement for the Brickyard development, which includes a new sports development or rec center. Eventually it'll connect with Plum Creek, but off of Prairie Hawk, from that industrial area down there. So that's pretty exciting. So you'll see, if you look at all any of the board meeting or last Town Council meetings, you can see all the plans for that. But it's pretty exciting, pretty big project going in there. So other than that, I mean, we're getting ready for summertime, so the pavement maintenance program is getting going. That'll be kind of Red Hawk area, a little bit left over the meadows, kind of working its way through town there. So that's where all the big construction will be, for neighborhoods at least. Really other than that, we're still got several smaller developments in town that are in the process of applying. Towns, I think, will hear some things throughout this coming year, developments of 100 houses, 200 houses, those types of things that are still out there. So that's kind of it for right now. Take any questions that you guys got?
To what extent will the amenities, I guess, what's the process for who decides that? Does the town get a say in it? Do they get to vote?
On the rec center?
Yeah.
So we've got a Parks and Rec Commission that has really been researching the last couple years and looking at it. So that's kind of the proposal we've taken. So it's a significant amount of court space and a legitimate pool. Probably the two biggest things on top of the other amenities, but those are some of the biggest needs that were out there. So, courts, basketball, volleyball, pickleball, you know, usable. It's really a tournament space for a lot of that type of stuff.
And are those amenities funded at all by the town, or is that all the developer?
The town's going to build, but all the infrastructure around it is going to be part of that development. So the builder is putting in the infrastructure. So that saves a ton of money on the outside. But as far as building the actual building, maintaining, that'll all be the town.
Okay. Just so I understand that each year the town builds out like another park.
Yeah.
Will this be in lieu of that? Will town funds be allocated towards that, or does that affect any of the funds that would otherwise go to like a town park?
Yeah, we still are going to continue to maintain and build parks. I know we talked about the one in Train last time. So we still have our list of those needs. We're trying to stay on schedule with those. But it probably will be a little bit of a delay. Like this is, you know, if you had five parks in a list, this might move into that list to take the place of a park refinish. But we've been saving money for this on the side, system development fees, those kind of things, putting aside money. And we're also essentially taking a loan on this. So we paid off all the debt for the MAC ahead of time. So we'll take on some debt for this and make some payments on those as well.
And speaking of parks, the large acquisition of the town recently purchased, have they decided how they're going to amenitize that and what they're going to do, or if it's going to remain just open space?
Yeah, so there's a lot of neighborhood meetings going on right now, but initially we're trying to get just trail access in there. So that'll probably be the biggest thing. But there's really not any plans right now, and so they're not any funds to do anything big there. They're not going to throw in a golf course or really even like any major structures there. But I think down the road it's like, how can we get more people to be able to access that area? But probably be rough surface trails to start. Yeah. Anything else, guys?
Any other questions?
No.
Cool. All right. He has all the rest of the answers.
All right, board member items. We'll check for quorum for upcoming meeting on June 2nd, 2025. It is highly unlikely I'll be available for that meeting.
Will anybody else be at the moment? Is that a possibility you'll be there?
Or? I think as of now, I'll be there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Let's see, items from staff. The board will now hear updates from town staff. Mr. White.
Thank you very much. A couple quick building updates. One of the updates we had as a we're above average single family housing so far this year. We came within five houses short of meeting our 5-year average in the month of January. We actually issued 55 single family homes, and the 5-year average is actually 60 over the last 2 or 3 years. Over the last 2 or 3 years, we're averaging about 20 in the month of January. We dropped down a little bit, but so far to year to date, it's a little over, it's close to 80 single family homes that we've issued single family permits for, which is it's a good sign as far as the building department and development services goes. We're really looking forward to that Dawson's Trail opening up in 2027 with the development there, and possibly we have Arcadian South that we discussed, talked about, which is up off of Founders Parkway on the kind of the north end of Founders. And we also possibly have a Pine Canyon and in the future possibly be some more single family homes as well. So things are looking positive in the coming years for building and single family homes for the building department. Real quick code update. We're kind of changing gears. We've been looking at the 2024 codes to adopt, but doing a lot of research on it. A lot of jurisdictions will not be adopting 24s as of yet. I mean, we're two months into 25 and still nobody has adopted the 24 codes in the state of Colorado. Denver might be the first one that adopts it, but they're gonna stick with the 21 energy code, and that's what's driving a lot of it. It's the 24 energy code. It changes a lot of things for the energy to commercial, residential, across the board. So a lot of people are kind of pulling back a little bit. So we may change gears a little bit and adopting the 21 code, hopefully by getting in front of council, hopefully by September or October for their approval. What that does mean is once we do adopt, we will be adopting at the same time by state mandate the Colorado Energy Code, which includes the Colorado State Electrical Code and the Colorado State Solar Ready Code. It's really not a the electrical ready code. It's not the state electrical board. It's not like a code book. It's more of a guidance and rules for single family and commercial family when it comes to EV chargers and having electrical ready for fuel burning appliances in your home. So they're not getting rid of fuel burning appliances, but if you choose to go from a gas furnace or a gas water heater, any new home will have electrical already there. You won't have to pay somebody to come in and put an outlet in for you, but it'll already be there. And same way with solar, the ready code is not to install solar on all houses, it's just to have it ready. So they'll have a wire chase from the electrical panel on the outside to the attic, and then they'll have the means and engineering that the roof is designed to hold that additional load of a solar array on your roof. So it really doesn't, you're not putting it in, you're just making it ready for a homeowner for future use. And that's what it entails with that Colorado State Note, Colorado Electric Ready Code. So we're kind of driving through that. We're working with the fire department currently too, because we have the wildland interface fire code, which we call it the buoy code. And it deals with fire mitigation around homes and making it fire a little more safer with the nature that we have around our homes, with scrub oak and a lot of the open spaces we have. It's that defensible space that you hear about all the time, kind of minimizing that. This has all come about in the last few years, really geared after that Marshall fire. And then even more, kind of picked up a little more speed after the fires in Los Angeles County as well. So we're driving to that. We have never adopted that code. It is an International Code Council book. We have just never adopted it as a jurisdiction. Most of the jurisdictions around us have never adopted it, but the state is mandating that jurisdictions adopt it now, just to minimize that potential danger for the homes.
I have two questions, either for yourself or potentially Council Member Hollingshead. Where do things stand with the View apartment complex project? And I understand that Pine Canyon hasn't been approved, but it looks like there's a bunch of earthwork that's been going on there, as well as some infrastructure work with like the power lines. Can you speak to what's going on there? A lot of my neighbors have sort of asked about, even though it's not approved, they see they're doing a lot of
work.
Or
should take the Pine Canyon and not take
the View. Right, go Pine Canyon. all that work along the Founders has really just been Black Hills Energy just doing new infrastructure, but not particularly for that development. So they would have done that regardless of any talks up there. So it looks like it's just, timing wise and location, but that really won't move up their timeline for anything. So that's just a coincidence there.
Yeah, in the electrical, it was the same thing. They were adding some electrical underground. Core was for utility lines. Again, it really doesn't have anything to do with any development. It was lines that they're burying, taking in throughout the town and relocating them. So, and along Front Street too, at the very beginning, before they started on the gas underground lines that they were installing, there was actually a sewer backed up from the apartments that a restoration company was actually removing all that contaminated soil for about two or three months on that for a while. And everybody thought it was having to do with the development, and they're not really tied together at the present time.
So, on that development, we were just talking, so the town did enter kind of a pre-agreement with them to get them to negotiate in good faith and stop talking to the county, essentially. But they still have a long way to go to even get to a site development plan approval, and probably years away from really moving dirt, I would think.
And I understand one of the issues around that was the water, and they wanted to solely use well water. Is there, for the plans that they proposed, does the town anticipate that there's going to be sufficient municipal water for that project?
Yeah, so the problem with going to the county was they didn't have enough well water to support themselves really. But the county does have a lower standard than we do. So that's how, kind of one of the reasons they want to go in. When they come into the town, they'll hook up to municipal water. The town will take their underground water rights. We probably won't even tap into those for a long time. But they'll just be hooked up to our current water source. And we the long-term water plan has always included that as a development of the town, just assuming that eventually one day it will come in. So I know everybody gets worried about it, but all the developments that are annexed in the town currently are in the plan, or that would have logically annexed into the town. So all those water rights we're buying up, we bought up, the reservoirs we're building, that's all part of that plan.
So in the town, I think they anticipated when they put the water plan in place that they build out to like a capacity of like 170,000 residents or something like that. Did that contemplate Pine Canyon residents would be part of that?
Yeah. And pretty much all those older projections are going down because, you know, people are having less kids, there's less people in homes, less density in a lot of developments. So the current Dawson's Trails site development compared to what they proposed in the 80s, I don't want to say it's half, but close to half of the density of what was planned before. So, you know, we'll probably, I don't know, you think we'll ever see 140,000 in this town?
No, I think that's that's about the number that being kind of addressed right now, about 140,000.
Yeah, every inch is developed that can be developed currently.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And the View apartment complex, can you speak to where that stands, if that's on track or if it's in place?
Yeah, definitely been delays. It's been about a three-year project. But they're coming, we're getting a little closer. The building division is meeting with them weekly. They're trying to final out the south half of the building, which is the larger half. The building's really not split in half. It's more of a two-thirds and a third. The north is one-third and the south half is more of two-thirds. And they're looking at to hopefully get that completed with all the public improvements, streetlights, parking, public parking opening up, which I believe is about 100 spaces of public parking in the parking garage. They're hoping to open that up May 9th and then finish off the building, the rest of the building by late June, early July.
And retail component, that's the same timeline as well?
The retail component, we haven't had any. I know there's been some discussions about future tenants. The building development services have not received any building permit applications for any retail space there as of yet. But I know talking with the ownership group, they were inquiring if they could start tenant improvement permits while the construction of the building was going on, which the answer is yes, they can. We just can't issue a certificate of occupancy for a tenant until the building itself receives one. So they're talking about it, we have not seen a permit as of yet.
Great, thank you.
You bet.
Any other updates or questions?
I know one of the questions came up on the sports complex. We're actually reviewing the plans currently. It's going through it. So we just last week sent back our first comments back to the architect on the set plans. So as far as it still has to get through the it's a town project because it's a sports complex for the town. So it doesn't have a site development plan, but it does have construction documents. And it'll have it's called a CD permit through construction of the infrastructure. So once that's complete, we can issue a permit on it. So the kind of ball, we always say the ball's in their court now. We've sent back for comments, so it's a matter of how quickly they can address all the comments that we've submit it to them and then get it back to us so that we can at least prove the building permit, building plans.
And no plans at either the brickyard or any other floated, you know, complex to add any sort of ice cream capacity anywhere?
That's been a pretty big topic of conversation the last 3 or 4 months at town council. So not at that facility, there just isn't the land and the space for it. So it's, you know, there is land in Dawson's Trails, there's land by Cobblestone Park out there. Those are areas that, if we get creative, could possibly do something with that. And that's also, I think, one of those ways that you start looking at, like, the public-private partnership again. You know, the town has land, maybe a group that wants to run an ice rink wants to
you know, put up some of the money for that. But those are the things that I think are getting moving here pretty good this year. Hopefully we can come up with some kind of idea. And I think we're okay with multiple projects getting going at once too, so. You guys probably are, but we are.
No, and we haven't seen any of plans for the Brickyard complex itself. We're continually in talks with Confluence, who's the developer, and their architects and engineers, and they're looking at mid-March to April of submitting a couple of their building plans to us to kind of kick off their complex, if approved.
Great.
I still think I can't remember if that was the last council meeting or they had one more council meeting for the approval for zoning.
They should be able to go on to, I think it was where you could go in and kind of view what it's going to look like.
Yeah. If you guys go into the last town council meeting and just click on that agenda item, there's a couple of presentations on there. One of them is like a, you know, the fly through of the place that. The model of it.
For the Brickyard.
So cool.
I thought that was kind of cool myself, but.
Yeah, please check that out. We actually saw it at our town manager meeting last Tuesday. And it was pretty impressive, the fly through of the whole complex and through the sports complex and everything. Kind of shows you what the sports complex is going to look like on the interior side of it and the outside as well. So it was pretty impressive.
And that project, sorry, keep everyone. That project is entirely separate and distinct from Miller's Landing.
Yes.
Has there been any movement on Miller's Landing?
Not a whole lot, but so this developer is going to put the road through to Plum Creek. Just a two-lane road, then Miller's Landing gets there after that, they'll kind of finish and widen it through there. But yeah, this should spark some excitement for them because there's be a lot of traffic coming through there. But they're still beholden to build a hotel, which they're going to build in the Brickyard. They're self-financing and they build their own hotels. So Miller's Landing now is part of their agreement is they need to build a higher-end hotel at some point. They never got that going. So.
Was there also a requirement, I believe, at one point to build like a conference space or some sort of...
maybe. I know at one time that was part of an idea for the development was some type of business park or conference center. But I haven't heard much on Miller's Landing.
Both of these developments are part of Urban Renewal Authorities, right? So they're getting a whole bunch of tax share back for a given amount of time. So every year they don't build on their land, they're just losing that incentive that they really paid to get. So it's I don't know. They may end up selling another developer one day. I don't know what they're up to. You guys interested?
All the other updates I have are a couple of the couple of little restaurants that are opening up or in the building plan stage currently. One's Bible's just opened up. I always mispronounce the type of bowl it is.
Acai
bowls they specialize in. So that just opened up about 2 weeks ago at 221 Wilcox Street, right across the street. Right next door to them on the corner of 3rd and Wilcox will be Homegrown Tap and Dough, pizza place, and as well right around the corner. Scalepi's is probably within the next month at the very latest. Their addition will be opening up, where Sliceworks will be in the addition, and Scalepi's will maintain the old Sliceworks area plus the old stone church.
And the 2nd and Jerry, I believe it is, where there was a sushi restaurant slated to go in. It's kind of been inching along.
Yeah, that's across. They're getting closer. I just met with a potential new GC that might take over the project for the ownership group. To kind of help them get to the finish line. I've been following it closely in my 9 years here with the town. But they've made more progress in the last year and a half than they did in the previous 7 years, which is really, they're very close to the finish line. They just gotta finish it up.
Take your word for it.
But yeah, it's the new name. Started out as Okinawa Sushi, and now it's we believe it's Izumi Sushi. Because they have a sign up and everything for it. So they're getting a little closer. You know, it's all painted, drywalled, and kitchen's in, but they got to do some finishing in the basement level and the ceilings.
Well, I look forward to my grandkids one day being able to.
Any other updates?
None for me. Any questions? I'm here, we're here.
Questions?
I'm all questioned out.
It's okay.
You had a long drive to think about it.
I feel constant questions from all my neighbors, so this is my opportunity to speak on their behalf.
It's good to hear the updates. No worries. All right. The time is now 6:37. And I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay. Moved by chair, seconded by self. Recording secretary, please take the roll of call vote.
Okay. Board member Binder?
Yes.
Board member self?
Yes.
And board member Marks?
Yes.
All right, motion is approved by a vote of 3-0. Thank you, and the meeting is now adjourned.
Keep it legal.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Go past the north part. Back by the north fence.
Yeah.
Back by the amphitheater or something. Or the acre. Or something.
Well, if we wanted to rack there, I mean, there's
Not really.
Oh, absolutely.